Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hi, Clean Nation. This is Tracy Thompson here, Mike's lead mindset coach, and I am here with the amazing, beautiful Katie B. Say hi, Katie.
Hi.
And she and I, Katie and I were just chatting before we started here about something that I think is super important. We all know as business owners, and really important is the numbers, right? And there's so many numbers we have to track and understand and know as owners. It can be a little intimidating, maybe, right, Katie? A little bit confusing. We're going to talk about a couple things as it relates to numbers. We're going to kind of sort through and pull apart the difference between, let's say, accounting numbers and tax accounting and bookkeeping versus the numbers that you need to know as an owner and you need to control that really affects your profit and your goal setting and things like that. Okay. So let's have some fun. We're going to make this light. I know it can be a heavy topic sometimes, and we're definitely going to talk mindset around numbers also, because there's so much of that that's tied up in how effective or not we feel like we are as owners around the numbers. So, Katie, why don't you share with the audience a little bit about you and the business that you're running right now, and some of the things you shared with me earlier before we started the podcast about how you feel about the numbers.
Yeah. So I'm Katie. I own Apple Pie Maids Cleaning, and we started a long time ago, almost 10 years ago when I was in college. So it's been quite a journey. You know, when you're in business, you're just in it. You are doing so many things to always try to get better in different areas. So you're taking leadership classes, you're learning how to interview better, you're learning how to clean, you know, you're working on your skill. So sometimes the numbers are things that you think you'll deal with later, or that maybe a bookkeeper will deal with for you, or maybe at the end of the quarter, you'll take some more time to review things. And as long as you're like paying your bills and making a profit, you might not like take the time to dive deep into the numbers to make sure that your profit margins are where they should be, or even figure out what they should be. So that's kind of where I was, I would say, like a few years ago, and I've been working towards doing a better job tracking all that.
Perfect. And Katie was so kind to share with me earlier, Katie, and I'd love to talk a little bit more about this, about where you felt like today, now that you've taken the proactive action to come on board with us. Mike has, and Suzanne and the team has been helping coach you through a lot of how to look at your numbers, how to control your P&L. What do you feel is one of the biggest challenges you're still sort of working through right now as it relates to the numbers?
Well, mental, like mindset wise, is probably just continuing to like make myself do it on a regular basis and take the time to be okay with everything not being perfect, and just knowing that, you know, just to start doing it and take that action. And then with the numbers, just getting everything cleaned up from the previous years, like you look at your P&L and you see like three different marketing categories and you're like, well, that shouldn't be that way. So you're just kind of really like fine tuning the cleanup.
Right. And, you know, I love what you just said, the mindset part. So let's talk about that. Me being a mindset coach, I always love to talk about the mindset first and then the logistics and the tactics and strategies second. So from a mindset perspective, now, today, sorting through your numbers and I think the way you put it was monitoring them and tracking them consistently. So what comes up for you when you sit down, let's say you're going to sit at your desk and you're going to look at your numbers, you're going to track things. Tell me what happens in your mind.
Everything comes up for me. I'm like, I'm always ready to give that responsibility to somebody else. I'm just like a client will call or so there's a, it's very easy for me to get distracted from that. So unless I really time block and plan on it. And then when you start doing it and you start looking at one thing, you might get led to something else when it comes to once you're in your QuickBooks, you might be like, oh yeah, I see that, you know, my bill is due. And then you start doing other things. So I feel like it's just because maybe it's not my favorite thing to do. It's easy for me to not do it.
I totally understand. And I bet there are a lot of people out in Clean Nation that have felt the same exact way, Katie, sitting down to do something that's more challenging, maybe like numbers, and then suddenly feeling, I don't know, instantly distracted. Something comes up, a client calls, as you said, or even within the numbers, we start going down that little, that other distraction path. So I always like to talk about what stories we're telling ourselves, right? Because there's always a narrative going on. We know that voice. We have that little voice in our head when we're sitting down to do something challenging. So let's dig a little bit deeper and let's see if we can identify what some of those, that story is that this voice is telling you. So give me an example of some of the things that might come up that aren't all that positive. I call that the monkey mind. Right? The monkey mind that comes up and goes, says something to Katie that maybe gets her distracted or takes her off track. So what's some of that story that comes up for you when you sit down?
I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I should wait for my accountant to do this with me. Mm. Or maybe I'll say like, well, I got, everything's paid. We got money in the bank account. I guess everything should be going good. So maybe I should be dealing with some other thing that isn't going good, like trying to hire or, you know, marketing something that I feel like is needed. But probably those are the two main things.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. That was very honest. That's a very honest answer. So when those, let's just take those two stories. When those stories start coming in, when the monkey mind starts saying those things, how does that feel to you? What's the emotion? What's the feeling you get?
I'm not good at this. One, that story will be, I feel just like confused and a little bit mad at myself. I like to do everything to the T. So when I'm getting a little confused on what I'm looking at, I think it might make me feel kind of weak.
Right. So I heard a couple things. They were really powerful there. And everyone out listening right now, think about a time where you started to sit down to do something challenging like this, and that voice comes up, and I want you to tune into this feeling. And Katie, you're being really vulnerable and honest, and I so appreciate this. Feeling not good enough, feeling confused, right? These are emotions that keep us in that cycle, that make us want to quit, right? And it doesn't feel nice. And that's why that part of our mind that wants to distract us, of course it does, because it doesn't feel good. It's right. So just take a moment, and everybody, if you're doing this exercise with us, and I encourage you that you do, when you feel into that feeling for a moment and you just allow yourself, just be nice to that part of yourself for a minute. Just let yourself, how would you, if you were your child or if you were someone you loved and cared about right now and they were feeling this way, what would you say to them to help them feel better?
You can do it. Just go ahead and get it done. It doesn't have to be perfect, but just just work on it. Practice makes perfect.
And what would you say to another person who is feeling this way about them? We are so quick to not be nice to ourselves. Have you ever noticed that? We're so mean to ourselves sometimes. We want to crack the whip and just say, you know what? Suck it up. It's just, what does that have to do with anything? Just do it. What other nice things can you say? So we're trying to shift this story and shift the way we feel so that we can be empowered to make better choices. So tell me a little bit more. Let's go through this a little bit more. What nice things can Katie say to Katie right now?
You must know what you're doing somewhat because you're here still.
Yes.
Still in business.
Yes.
That's all I got.
So isn't it interesting how quick, how easy it is for us to tune into the negative stories, right? We got all kinds of practice on that one. The monkey mind will give us 50 different examples of mean things that we say to ourselves and disempowering things. But when we, and again, I so appreciate you being very honest here and vulnerable, Katie, because this is going to help so many people. It's harder when we have to say something nice, when we need to change the story and help edify and empower ourselves. But this is why it's so important. This is why we get stuck, you guys. Why it feels so hard, because we don't have that fully empowered story really practiced and ingrained. So I call this the superhero story. Okay, so we all need to have our superhero story. So I love that you started the story. So we're gonna play with this now. Okay, we're gonna practice your superhero Katie story. Okay, so you started. You said, "I'm gonna pair it back to you." So you said, "Well, I must be good. I must be kind of good at this stuff. I mean, look, I'm here. I've come this far." Yes. So what else is amazing about Katie? When you were your best self, your best version, when you were winning, when you were crushing it, tell me about what characteristics about Katie it took to be that awesome kick-ass woman.
This is harder than I thought it was going to be. I think I'm just determined. I'm disciplined. I get my stuff done.
Yes.
I definitely am not a quitter.
Right. Tenacious. Yes.
That's about me right there.
You know what? I would bet that if we asked Katie's friends and family and those who think she is amazing, I bet you that we would have a whole list of descriptions. So here's what I want you to do, okay, Katie? I want you to text your 3 to 5 closest besties, your friends, your family, whomever you have a good relationship with, and ask them to give you 3 words or phrases, descriptions of what they think your strengths are, how they see you as a positive person, okay? And I want you to let that in. Take it and adopt it as part of your superhero story. Okay. So now when you practice this new story of who Katie is, when she's at her best, you said resilient, disciplined, right? You never give up. You're pretty smart. You've gotten this far. Right. Even if it's hard to talk about ourselves this way, I get it. But the reason that it's so hard is because we don't practice it. All right. So I want you this next time you sit down to do anything, before you sit down to do anything difficult, your numbers, it doesn't matter what it is. I want you, Katie, and everyone else out in the audience to have your superhero story ready. And I want you to move your body different. If you're sitting down, I want you to stand up. If you're, you know, if you stand a certain way when you don't feel good, I mean, we all kind of have a certain body language. When we sit down to do something hard, we kind of start to, you know, right? We kind of shrink and slump down and we breathe shallow and it doesn't feel good, right? So instantly, I want you to posture yourself, move your body in a way that exudes confidence.
Okay.
Your superwoman stance, right? And breathe deeply. Get oxygen to your brain. Just, right? Start feeling it. I don't care. Turn on music. Move your body. Dance. Do whatever you do to pump yourself up and tell yourself your superhero story. Now, what does that do? It does a couple things. It puts us in a really primed state. We feel good in our bodies. We feel good in our minds. We're in our highest and best version of ourselves.
Okay.
Right? Then when we sit down to do something difficult or challenging, we're automatically going to be more focused and more able to accomplish something hard. Right? So now, do you, if you were honest with yourself, in your best self, best version of yourself, Katie, is it really true that you don't know this and you aren't good at it, really? If you come down to it, you break each one of these projects down and the numbers down to its smallest increment, is it really true that you don't know how?
Probably not.
No. And if there was something, let's just say there was something that you didn't know, legitimately, let's say there was something you needed help with. In your best state, in your superhero version, could you reach out to someone? Could you find a way?
Yeah, I can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what if you told yourself the most empowered story you could about who you are and what you're capable of? What would it sound like? Let's practice it together right now. So you're going to sit down, you're going to do your numbers. What do you tell yourself? Your empowered story.
I can do this. I've been doing this. If I get stuck on something, I can call a friend. I'm smart. I'm a mathematician. That's I think that would definitely be a better mental state than what was going on before.
Abso-frickin-lutely. And you know what? And for those of you who see us on camera, if you're listening to a podcast, you're not going to see this. But if you're watching on YouTube later, your whole energy, your whole body, your whole face changed when you said that, Katie. She just lit up. You lit up. So that's where you need to start. Let's promise ourselves from now on, I will not sit down to do something difficult in a disempowered state. I will always only do something challenging when I am in my best possible version of myself, my superhero self showed up, superhero Katie, and I'm in that proper state, and then I'm going to sit down and do this, and I'm going to crush it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Now we're cooking. Now we're cooking with gas. Okay. So let's talk a little bit, just really briefly, and then we're going to take a wrap, and I so appreciate you being right here with me, Katie. So important. Let's talk about some of the differences, the distinctions between the numbers that you need to control and know and understand and use in your business as an owner versus day-to-day accounting stuff that you don't, you know, bean counter stuff that you don't need to control or do on your own unless you're choosing to. Okay. So what are some of the numbers you know that you want to and need to look at, control, and track?
My cost of goods sold.
Yes. And do you know the formula for that?
Yes.
Okay. So you know that. Wonderful. What's next?
My gross sales.
Uh-huh. Right.
My applicants.
Right. Number of applicants. Yes.
My quotes, number of quotes coming in and then closed.
Correct. And then how many you're closing, correct?
Yeah. The closing.
Okay.
And I think those are the four things that I need to focus on. I know there's like overhead and stuff like that, but that all, if your cost of goods sold are good, then everything else should be what it should be.
Right. And your expenses and overhead can vary a little bit, but but as long as you're controlling your cost of goods sold, your interviews and your whole employment funnel, which Katie, you know, through Clean Profit Method, that you know how to monitor and measure that, your number of applications that come in, how many interviews you have, how many starts each month, and how many people stop. But if you're controlling all of these numbers, if you're tracking that, what do you suppose, Katie, in your words, is the most important data that gives you? Why is that useful to you? Why is the data useful to you?
Why is the data useful? Probably because you're kind of tracking your performance and also monitoring like the health of the company.
Yes, absolutely. And you can change things once you know how to measure it, once you're measuring. If something is out of alignment or not proper, the percentages aren't right or the numbers aren't right, you can change it.
Yeah.
It gives you control.
Right.
That's the ultimate bottom line, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Is you being able to control it. And what, for instance, if you want to raise profit and i.e. revenue, what do you think might be one of the most important measurements, indicators in your numbers if you're wanting to increase revenue and profit?
Maybe the cost of goods sold.
That's part of it. Yes, absolutely. For profit, definitely. So what if you want to increase revenue and your profit is good? What do you think the key indicators are that you're measuring each month? Numbers.
My gross sales.
Yes, absolutely. What affects that? And this is where we're, and I think we're playing along here. This is where we want to be sure we're clear on the other numbers that we're tracking so that we can affect the revenue. So you said one thing that was really good. This is directly correlated. Your number of leads.
Yeah. Right?
How many inquiries are you getting each month? You think that would be important?
Yeah.
Right? So if you're not tracking how many leads you're getting, and that's directly connected to how many bids you're giving, and how many bids you're giving is an indication, or should be part of the indication of how many sales you're going to make, and you're not tracking your leads, then you don't know what to change. Right?
Right.
So this is a really good example. That's a really good example, everybody, Clean Nation. If you're not tracking your leads, then you don't know where you are at any given time during the month, because if you want more bids and more sales, those don't come without new inquiries or inquiries, even if they're referrals or they're from your current existing clients. You still need to track how many inquiries you have out each month. So that's a really great place to start. Yeah. So Katie, in your case, do you feel like at least tracking number of leads and where they're coming from so that you know what's working and what's not working, and then the number of bids you're giving each month, and then tracking how many of those close to sales, do you think that that's a very doable thing for you to start right now?
Yes, I actually have started that as since I'm in the program. That's part of the onboarding process, is to figure that out. And there's a spot for you to fill it in every week. So that's been nice. And also reminding us to track things that don't come straight through our website, you know, leads from any source, is adding them in there.
Perfect. 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 So once you're starting, and everyone else who isn't already doing this, once you start doing that, then does that show you, does that help, has that helped you, Katie, indicate, well, gosh, I need more leads, or I need to be giving more bids. Has that helped you?
Yeah, definitely. Also just helping me figure out where my lead sources come from, where to kind of put the marketing dollars. And yeah, it's definitely helpful. And going back to, you know, raising prices or revenue, if you're getting like, you know, tons of leads and, you know, you can only take on so much business, I think that helps correlate with what your pricing should be. You know, maybe your prices need to be a little bit higher, and because clearly there's, you know, a need for your services. So kind of helps with all of that.
And it definitely helps you inform how many employees you need too, correct? Because if you're getting a lot of new business, you gotta hire more people. So those things are always correlated. And when you're tracking one set of numbers, then you start tracking your applications and how many interviews. You want to have that dance always fluid, back and forth. And Mike always talks about this. You always have to be hiring. Always be hiring. Why? Because we don't ever want there to be a time where we can't take on more new business because we haven't been hiring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Well, you know what, Katie? I think you got a better handle on this than you thought you did. Awesome. Well, you know what, Clean Nation? Hopefully this was helpful to everyone, to give some clarity, to at the very minimum help you get into the right state, the right mindset before you sit down to have, I call it having a date with my numbers. I try to make it fun. Let's all make the tracking and growth of our companies more fun. It just should be. It just should be more fun. So let's have a
I'm going to have a date with my numbers today, actually.
Awesome. And you know what? When you're going on a date, don't you bring your best self? Right? You don't show up on a date all slumpy and frumpy and in a bad mood. That wouldn't be much of a date, would it?
No.
All right. Well, have fun with your date, with your numbers today. And let's all get pumped up and juiced up over the growth of our companies. And if you would like more help with your business and growing your revenue, growing your profit, and help with the numbers, then definitely reach out to us at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And there's a place there to apply for a conversation with one of our coaches, and we will definitely help you out the same way we've helped Katie out. And thank you again so much, Katie, for being here with me today.
Thank you guys. I love your company. I'm so grateful to be part of this experience.
Yes. And we are so glad that you're here. Okay, everybody. Well, then we are out. We will see you on the other side.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.